Connacht Rugby live match commentary brought to you in association with Murty Rabbits Galway, the ultimate rugby venue. Late night entertainment every Friday and Saturday nights till 2 a.m. Visit Murty Rabbits Instagram for more. Murty Rabbits, proud to support Connacht Rugby.
Round 13 of the United Rugby Championship on Easter Saturday at 1 p.m. Connacht are in Treviso to take on Benetton in a vital game for Connacht, but it's also a vital game for Benetton. Connacht are in ninth in the table on 33 points with 7 wins and 5 losses. Benetton are in 10th with 7 wins, 1 draw and 4 losses. They're also on 33 points. The only difference being Connacht's points difference is minus 4, Benetton's is minus 11. It's that close. It's worth pointing out that the difference between the Stormers in 5th and Benetton in 10th is only 2 points. The Stormers on 35. Edinburgh are on 34 in 6th. Ulster have 34. The Emirates Lions also have 34 in 7th and 8th. It's that tight in the middle of the table. Connacht have announced their team for this game and they have made a significant number of changes, some of them forced, some of them more just choice. There are 7 changes from the side that took on the Lions last week in the starting 15, and there are 4 changes on the bench, making a difference of 11 out of the starting 23. This is the Connacht team as selected. 15, Tiernan O'Halloran. 14, Dermot Kilgallen. 13, David Hawkshaw. 12, Cathal Ford. 11, Andrew Smith. 10, Jack Carty, the captain. 9, Michael McDonald. 1, Jordan Duggan. 2, Dave Heffernan. 3, Jack Ainger. 4, Niall Murray. 5, Joe Joyce. 6, Cian Prendergast. 7, Seamus Hurley-Langton. 8, Paul Boyle. And the substitutes bench, 16, Owen de Butler. 17, Dennis Buckley. 18, Sam Elo. 19, Dara Murray. 20, Jared Butler. 21, Colm Riley. 22, Shane Jennings. 23, Shane Bolton. So the 7 changes to the starting team. Jordan Duggan and Dennis Buckley swap in the 1 position. Dave Heffernan comes in for Ethan McElroy. And McElroy drops out of the 23 altogether. Ainger is retained. The second row is unchanged. Paul Boyle is in at 8. And Seamus Hurley-Langton at 7. Boyle replacing Sean O'Brien, who has a knock, and Seamus Hurley-Langton is in as a starter this time. He came off the bench early last week when Conor Oliver went off for the HIA issue. Caelan Blade has a knock, so Michael McDonald comes in at 9. JJ Hanrahan drops out of the 23 from the 10 position with a HIA issue, so Jack Carty comes in to captain the side. Ford and Hawkshaw are retained in the centres. Dermot Kilgallen makes a start in place of Byron Ralston on the wing. And on the bench, Jared Butler comes in, Shane Jennings and Shane Bolton, as well as Owen de Butler covering for Hooker. So when that team was announced, I caught up with assistant backs coach Mark Sexton in the team hotel in Treviso.
Mark, good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you. Yeah,
good. We're good. You've arrived in Treviso. Just give us an idea of how you travelled there.
It was actually fine. We jumped on the bus from Galway, obviously, up to Dublin, and then we flew into Milan, Bergamo. And then we got a 3-hour bus journey across. We arrived in at about 11 o'clock last night. But we can't have any excuses. We're here a day early, so we got to settle in and get everything sorted.
Yeah, it's a fair old haul when you're not going direct to Venice. It has can be a complicated place to get to. I'm sure the Connacht fans that are en route have probably used all avenues to get there. Just looking at the side that you've announced, there's a lot of changes. To the overall 23. A couple of them obviously are due to injury, JJ Hanrahan, or HIA issues, JJ Hanrahan and Connor Oliver, but there's a few more in there as well. What was the thinking behind that, do you think?
Yeah, there was a few lads who picked up little niggles, so they weren't available for selection. And then I think throughout the year, we've probably selected based on performance. And unfortunately, last week, our performance wasn't up to scratch. So hence the changes.
Yeah, I mean, last week has dominated conversation around the team. It was just a look, by your own admission and the admission of, you know, when we've spoken to coaches and players afterwards, that the performance was below level. Is it a case that there's a necessity maybe to just, yeah, you have to change it up after that, especially when it was such a poor performance?
It's actually so difficult because, you know, we, and I'm not making excuses here, but we hadn't played a game in 4 weeks. So the lads come back in, they play a game, and then, you know, to disregard them, to say you're dropped, is really difficult because you'd like them to get another opportunity to get into their game flow. But also, we also know that there's consequences to poor performance. So it's such a hard balancing act to say, okay, you're dropped because you didn't play well, but also we need to get you into a flow of games again, considering, you know, we've only played 2 games in 7 weeks or so.
Just looking here, I suppose Jordan Duggan coming in for Dennis Buckley. Dennis is on the bench, so that's possibly an obvious one, and he's going to bring a lot of experience off the bench. Dave Heffernan coming in to start. Jack Ainger retains, and then the second row is the same. Paul Boyle coming in at 8. Has anybody picked up a knock there? I'm talking maybe Sean Jansen.
Sean Jansen and Sean O'Brien have both little niggles, and they're going to be assessed further next week. But Paul Boyle has had such an unfortunate year. You know, he hurt his eye socket against Saracens. He'd come on the previous bye week against Leinster and done unbelievably well. He came on against the Lions and did well. So there's a bit of, yeah, there's two little niggles, but also there's merit in his selection.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, he's had to work very hard to get back. I was sort of talking to him there at a captain's run, and that was a nasty injury, the eye socket. Seamus is at 7, which is a kind of a direct swap, but then we know that Connor had that issue. The interesting one, maybe in some ways, is scrum half. Michael McDonald starting and Colm Riley on the bench. What's the situation there?
Yeah, and again, Blady picked up a niggle in that match and just unfortunately wasn't available. Blady's been brilliant all year. He's our captain. Well, he's the stand-in captain when Jack isn't playing. So, but in saying that, Mikey McDonald has grown dramatically since he's come from Ulster. He's playing really well. It's great to have Colm Riley back because he adds a bit of zip to our game. He's got a good pass, got a good kicking game. So we will miss Blady, but the two lads are very much so able stand-ins.
Now, Jack's in at 10 for JJ Hanrahan, who has also had the HIA issue, and he's going to captain the side. This is a huge game. It was always going to be a big game. And particularly now that you're in the same part of the table. Connacht have had 2 wins and a loss in the 3 games that they've played recently. They've lost all 3 games. So it's a big role for Jack to drive this team forward and to organise. But it is also it's a big game. It's a game where I suppose you need a result.
Look, every game in the last 7 games is going to be absolutely huge, and any points we get are going to be a positive. Is it a season ending if we lose? Absolutely not. You know, we've 6 more games to play, and we can pick up points in each of the games. But it is a huge game. You're dead right. But Jack is unbelievably experienced. He's been training unbelievably well. He did really well when he came on against the Lions. Facilitated line breaks, made a couple of line breaks. So we're all excited for the game. But is it a do or die? Absolutely not. Is it a must win? Potentially. Are we going to give it everything? Absolutely.
Yeah, looking down onto the bench, saying Jared Butler back, but also good to see the two Shanes with the different spellings, Shane Jennings and Shane Bolton, and Dermot Kilgallen in. And I know he's leaving at the end of the season, but I mean he's still a Connacht player. He has a bit of, you've got a couple of players there, particularly Bolton and Kilgallen. If they get their hands on the ball, they can create a lot of damage.
Yes, and I'm very excited to have them back. They make every attack coach looks better when you have two, how can I phrase this correctly? When you have two athletes who are excellent finishers. So we're delighted to have those two lads back, and
You're
with Mac and Santi returning and Bundy returning, you know, when you add Shane Bolton. Yeah, DK into that mix, you know. If we can manage to stay in the fight with those lads coming back, there's going to be an exciting end to the year.
Is it also important for Connacht that they remain pragmatic and patient? Now, I know it's difficult if you're behind, but. They have to, you have to get in, you got to get a foothold in this game, and get some decent possession, which didn't really happen last week against the Lions, before you can start to try to exploit it.
Yeah, look, the Lions was it was a very, very strange game. And a lot of it was down to our own undoings, drop balls, missed line outs, poor discipline. And when you put all those things together, you don't get the ball. And I don't know if you were in the sports ground, but in the second half we played into a wind where we had to keep the ball. And when you're chasing a game into the wind and you have to keep the ball, it's very, very hard on your energy, reserves. And I suppose the last 10 minutes, I think we just punched ourselves out. So, this week, yes, we have to be absolutely, we have to be pragmatic. We have to play the game in the right areas, and play cleverly against an international team, which are Treviso.
Mark, good to talk to you. We're looking forward to this game. It's a big one, 1 o'clock on Easter Saturday afternoon. So it's an early start for everybody at your end. But good to talk to you, and good luck tomorrow. Hope
Yeah.
hope it's a fruitful day for Connacht.
Thank you very much. We're all excited and looking forward to it.
So that's the views of the Connacht management on this game. Now let's have a look at the side that Benetton have selected. 15, Rhino Smith. 14, Ignacio Mendy. 13, Tommaso Menoncello. 12, Ignacio Brex. 11, Onisi Ratave. 10, Jacob Umanga. 9, Alessandro Garbisi. 1, Thomas Gallo. 2, Giacomo Nicotera. 3, Jesose Zilotti. 4, Nicolo Canone. 5, Ellie Snyman, the captain. 6, Alessandro Icecore. 7, Michelle Lamaro. 8, Toa Halafihi. On the replacements bench, 16, Battista Bernasconi. 17, Mirko Spagnolo. 18, Tiziano Pasquale. 19, Federico Rusa. 20, Lorenzo Canone. 21, Andy Uren. 22, Thomas Albernoz. 23, Malachi Feketoa. Unfortunately, we didn't receive any English language media from Benetton on this occasion. So when the match kicks off at 1 o'clock tomorrow, Irish time, Easter Saturday. Our referee is Morne Ferreira from the South African Rugby Union. That's his ninth league game. Assistant referee one is Frederico Vedavelli. Assistant referee two is Manuel Bottino. They're both from the Italian Rugby Federation. And our TMO from the South African Rugby Union is Marius Jonker. So this round 13 game kicks off tomorrow at 1 o'clock Irish time. We will have our exclusive rugby stream running from 12:45 to give you the full build-up to this game. And we will have full commentary from kickoff. FM will join us at around 10 past 1 for full FM coverage right through until the end of the game. Please do join us for this vital match for Connacht.
Connacht Rugby live match commentary brought to you in association with Murty Rabbits Galway, the ultimate rugby venue. Late night entertainment every Friday and Saturday nights till 2 a.m. Visit Murty Rabbits Instagram for more. Murty Rabbits, proud to support Connacht Rugby.